light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Notes on Being a Man by Scott Galloway is a candid, often uncomfortable, and deeply practical guide to modern masculinity, written by a professor, entrepreneur, and outspoken cultural commentator. Rather than offering abstract theories, Galloway draws on his own failures, regrets, and hard-won lessons about love, sex, money, work, and family. He speaks directly to men and young men who are trying to understand what it means to be useful, honorable, and resilient in a time when traditional male scripts are collapsing, but new ones are not yet clear. With short, punchy chapters and stories that move from hilarious to heartbreaking, the book aims to give readers a playbook for becoming an adult man who shows up, takes responsibility, and builds a meaningful life. It is not a perfectionist standard or moral sermon, but a brutally honest set of notes on how to be more of a man and less of a boy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining masculinity in the modern age. A central theme in Notes on Being a Man is the urgent need to redefine masculinity beyond outdated stereotypes and empty bravado. Galloway argues that the old model of the stoic, endlessly dominant male no longer works in a world that demands emotional intelligence, collaboration, and accountability. He does not suggest abandoning strength or ambition. Instead, he recasts strength as the ability to care for others, admit mistakes, and confront hard truths about yourself. Being a man is not about posturing, but about being of service to partners, children, colleagues, and community. The book pushes readers to abandon victimhood and grievance and to focus on usefulness, self-discipline, and integrity. Practical reflections show how small daily choices, being on time, paying your bills, calling your parents, keeping promises, are the true markers of manhood. By reframing masculinity as responsibility plus kindness, Galloway offers a version of being a man that fits the realities and expectations of today while still honoring core virtues like courage and loyalty. Secondly, love, sex, and building healthy relationships. Galloway spends considerable time on romantic and sexual relationships because he sees them as one of the main arenas where boys either grow into men or stay stuck. He challenges the hookup culture mindset that treats people as disposable and urges men to move from conquest to connection. The book emphasizes that long-term partnership, while difficult, is one of the biggest multipliers of happiness, health, and financial stability. Galloway encourages men to choose partners wisely, to be worthy of commitment, and to take responsibility for emotional labor instead of outsourcing it to women. He speaks frankly about consent, pornography, and how unrealistic expectations warp intimacy. Rather than glamorizing endless freedom, he frames devotion, monogamy, and showing up for your partner as powerful achievements. He also underscores the importance of learning to apologize, communicate needs clearly, and handle conflict without aggression or withdrawal. In his view, being a man is not about how many people you can attract, but about how well you can love one person over time and help them feel safer, stronger, and more seen. Thirdly, work, wealth, and the responsibility to compete. Another major topic is a blunt, unsentimental look at work and money. Galloway insists that men need to compete in the marketplace, not to dominate others, but to secure the resources that enable independence and the capacity to care for loved ones. He rejects the idea that ambition is toxic, arguing that striving to be excellent at something, anything, is part of a meaningful life. The book offers pragmatic advice. Invest in skills that the market rewards, be willing to endure boring stretches of hard work, and understand that financial stability typically results from discipline, not luck. He warns against the lure of get-rich-quick fantasies, social media flexing, and victim narratives about the economy. Instead, he encourages young men to say yes to unglamorous opportunities, move to where the jobs are, live below their means, and let compounding work in their favor. At the same time, he emphasizes that wealth is a tool, not an identity. The goal is not to worship money, but to use it to build freedom, generosity, and security for the people you care about. Fourthly, family, fatherhood, and being present. Family, and especially fatherhood, is presented as one of the defining tests of manhood. Galloway is open about his own upbringing and the complex relationship he had with his parents, using those experiences to illustrate how deeply fathers shape their children, for better or worse. He argues that in an era of distraction and hustle, the rare and radical act is simply to be present. For men, that means spending real time with their kids, putting the phone away, and actively participating in the unglamorous routines of family life. The book stresses that a man does not abandon his responsibilities when things get hard. Instead, he leans in when it would be easier to check out. Galloway frames acts like attending school plays, helping with homework, or supporting a partner's career as the true heroics of modern masculinity. He also speaks to men who are not fathers, urging them to invest in family of choice relationships with siblings, nieces, nephews, or mentees. In every case, the message is that a meaningful life is built on enduring bonds, and that being a man means putting those bonds above ego and temporary thrills. Lastly, mental health, vulnerability, and resilience. The book also tackles mental health, loneliness, and the quiet crises many men face but rarely discuss. Galloway acknowledges the pressure men feel to appear invulnerable, yet he argues that refusing to acknowledge pain leads to self-destruction, addiction, or rage. Instead of promoting endless toughness, he advocates for a different kind of resilience that includes asking for help, seeking therapy when needed, and building supportive friendships with other men. He points out that isolation is one of the great threats to male well-being today, exacerbated by technology, work culture, and shame about vulnerability. Notes on Being a Man encourages readers to build a small but reliable tribe, to check in on friends, and to speak honestly about stress, fear, and failure. This openness is framed not as weakness, but as a disciplined practice that prevents breakdowns and makes you more dependable to others. By integrating mental health into the conversation about masculinity, Galloway offers a more complete and compassionate blueprint for being strong without being numb, and for facing life's inevitable setbacks without collapsing or lashing out. In conclusion, Notes on Being a Man is best suited for young men navigating adulthood, men in their 20s to 40s reassessing their direction, and fathers or mentors who want a sharper language for guiding the next generation. It will especially resonate with readers who appreciate direct, sometimes abrasive honesty, rather than gentle platitudes. The book can benefit your life because it translates big, abstract ideas about masculinity, success, and love into specific behaviors you can adopt today. How to treat partners, how to approach money, how to show up for family, and how to handle your own weaknesses without self-pity. Unlike many self-help or gender debates that get lost in ideology, Galloway focuses on outcomes: better relationships, more stability, and a clearer sense of purpose. You should buy this book instead of many generic motivation titles because it combines brutal realism with genuine care, grounded in real-world experience across business, teaching, and family. It does not flatter the reader. It challenges you to grow up, step up, and define manhood through action, not slogans. If you would like to support Scott Galloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nar Tree, better life.